W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Boeing is a step closer to avoiding Justice Department prosecution over crashes of its MAX series 737 jetliners.
Boeing and the DOJ have finalized a plea agreement for the jetmaker to plead guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States and pay a fine of $243.6 million after two 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019. The deal still needs to be approved by a U.S. district judge. A lawyer representing families of the crash victims calls it a sweetheart deal and strongly urges the judge to reject the plea.
ABC's Clara McMichael. Almost a week since the global tech outage, Delta Airlines says it expects to be back to fully operational on Thursday. It says it's reimbursing passengers who book flights on other airlines. Pacific tropical storm Bud formed off the coast of Mexico, south-southwest of the tip of the Baja Peninsula. This is ABC News. The Pentagon may rescind the top military honors that were bestowed after the Wounded Knee massacre.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the review of the 20 medals of honor awarded at the Battle of Wounded Knee to ensure that the actions of those who received the medals merited the nation's highest award for valor. The deaths of 250 Native American men, women, and children is now considered to have been a massacre. Congress apologized in 1990, but there has been no change to the awardings for those medals of honor. A special review panel will be put together to assess the standards that awarded the medals at the time when the battle took place in 1890. Luis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
78 years after his discharge from the U.S. Army, 103-year-old World War II veteran Louis Gigliotti is getting his benefits. He had his veterans card, but Gigliotti's caretaker says he never knew there were benefits like free health care. Gigliotti's been paying out of pocket for nearly eight decades, but not anymore. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. One in four hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last we knew, an armed and dangerous man was still on the loose in the Baraboo area. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It started with an attempted traffic stop. That led to a chase, stop sticks, then a crash. Baraboo police say the man started shooting at them, then ran into the woods. One deputy has a minor injury. There was a shelter-in-place order that's since been lifted. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, with brown, short, or shaved hair and a medium-length beard with tattoos on his face. If you see him, call 911.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. Wardens say remember to wear safety equipment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win, the Cubs lose. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs at Wrigley Field, tied up 2 apiece. Blake Perkins on first base. William Contreras at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Into the gap in left center. Watch Perkins run. It's going to go up and into the ivy. Perkins will score. The Brewers have the lead in the ninth.
Yoel Piamps came on to pitch in the ninth, and the Brewers get the win, the final 3-2, winning the series 2-1 in Chicago. Now the bad news. We told you Christian Yelich left the game last night in the sixth inning with tightness in his back. Today he tells reporters he's headed to the 10-day IL and possibly looking at back surgery ending his season. NFL Packers training camp practice today. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford throwing two interceptions, one to Eric Stokes.
We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
Still no updates on a contract for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. By sunrise, temperatures will be in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Our winds will be light, and there will be the possibility of a little bit of patchy fog. After any of that burns off, we'll see mostly sunny skies, with afternoon highs reaching the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we'll be revisiting some of Kamala's best moments versus Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Barr, and Jeff Sessions. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So, interesting. Breaking news, Beyonce and Taylor Swift are going to hold a fundraising. This is all over the internet. I don't think it's true, right? I'm not seeing any hot links to actual stories about it. So, but wouldn't it be something? Wow. That'd be incredible. So Elizabeth Warren, you know, the Supreme Court, let me back up a little bit here. About, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months ago, I wrote an op-ed about the Chevron deference. And people are like, oh, my God, here we go, the wonky stuff. No, the Chevron deference is a big deal. The way that regulatory agencies work, like let's take the Environmental Protection Agency. Congress says, okay, EPA, clean up the nation's water. Now, the EPA then brings in a bunch of scientists. It takes like a year. They have all kinds of, they look at all the water all over the country. They figure out what the problems are. The scientists come up with solutions. Then they take those possible solutions and they run them past another group of scientists and they run them past the public. They do a cost-benefit analysis. Is this going to be worth the expense? And then finally, you know, when all is said and done and after the public has weighed in and everything else, they make a rule and they say, okay, there can be only this much arsenic and this much lead and this much, you know, chromium and the manganese and whatever in the water, right? And these sources have to do this and that. So that's how it works right now. There was a case back in the 70s, as I recall, maybe the 80s, where Chevron came and said, sued and said the EPA does not have the power to regulate us. And the Supreme Court back then said, yes, they do. The Environmental Protection Agency has the power to regulate you. And that ruling by the Supreme Court, in which they said we will defer to the government in this case, is referred to as the Chevron deference. You're not deferring to Chevron, you're deferring to the government. In other words, the regulatory agencies can do their job. Well, a month ago, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, we're gonna blow that up. And they ended the Chevron deference. And so now you've got all these big companies suing regulatory agencies, companies that don't want workplace safety rules, suing OSHA, companies that don't want unions, suing the Department of Labor, companies that want to pollute the air and water, suing the EPA, and on and on and on, right? Banks suing the banking regulators, Securities and Exchange Commission, and on it goes. So Elizabeth Warren just introduced legislation. And by the way, this follows a similar piece of legislation that the progressives introduced in the House, Pramila Jayapal did last year, in March of 2023, introduced legislation that would reverse this Supreme Court decision. And that's a big deal. I mean, and very few people are going to talk about this in the news because it requires that explanation of how regulatory agencies work. And that doesn't fit into a 30-second hit on CNN kind of thing, you know. But there are few things that will have greater impact on the quality of your and my lives in our children and grandchildren's lives going forward than the Supreme Court blowing up the Chevron deference and the possibility that Congress might reinstate it through law. They would say, no, Supreme Court, we're gonna take that power away from you. We're gonna proclaim this. And so this is a great thing. And, obviously it's not going to pass Congress this year, but this is how you put down the marker, right? You put the marker, you propose the legislation this year, and then next year you repropose it. But now people have had a chance to get familiar with it. When she proposed it, she said, without the Chevron deference, industry-backed lobbyists hold more negotiating power in the regulatory process than the general public. They schedule private meetings with regulators. They fund sham scientific studies to submit with public comments. They misrepresent the negative impact of stricter regulatory oversight. These actions slow down the enforcement of important regulations, and the American people pay the price. The Supreme Court's overturning of the Chevron deference undermines our government's ability to promote worker safety, to ensure clean air and water, and to protect consumers. And she is so right about that. And this is a real, genuine, big deal, a BFD, as Joe Biden would say. And that's a marvelous thing. Meanwhile, the New York Times, for months has been just ragging on Joe Biden's age. I mean, even before the debate, but particularly since the debate. And now they're starting to rag on Kamala Harris. Is it that the editor of the New York Times, because he was pissed off at Biden because he wouldn't do an interview with him the way that Donald Trump did, is he now pissed off at Kamala Harris? I don't get it. Elie Mystal just shredded the Times in an op-ed in the Nation this week. The New York Times had an article that they published a couple days ago, and the headline was, "Some Black Voters Say They Wonder If a Black Woman Can Win." And they went out and they interviewed a bunch of black people, and they found a couple of women who said, "I don't think he can win. I don't think she can win." Racism, misogyny, and so they built this entire article around this. They wonder if she can win. Elie Mystal responds. He says, "I wonder if aliens exist. I wonder if God is an a-hole. I wonder how many abortions Donald Trump has paid for." But the Times wouldn't run a story that said some black voters say they wonder how many Ku Klux Klan members attended the Republican National Convention. Although that's actually a reasonable question to ask, How many Klan members attended the RNC? He called it nothing more than white male supremacy, and I think he's right. He said, "I can already see David Brooks and Brett Stevens clacking away on their keyboards, doing everything in their power to call Harris unqualified, unintelligent, and undeserving of the office she seeks." Donald Trump, you'll recall, Donald Trump said that Letitia James was dumb as a rock. He said Alvin Bragg was dumb as a rock. I believe he said Barack Obama was dumb as a rock is Donald Trump's favorite phrase for black people. And sure enough, yesterday he said Kamala Harris is dumb as a rock. Yeah, this woman has a law degree. She was a prosecuting attorney. She was the state attorney general. She's been vice president of the United States. She is whip smart. She knows what she's talking about. She's been doing a great job. And, the Biden treatment to Kamala Harris from the New York Times? No thanks, guys. I mean, I get it. The paper record is trying to be balanced. Gee, on one side is the survival of democracy, and on the other side is tyranny and dictatorship here in the United States. I guess we just need to present both these as if they're just like credible, normal conversations to have. That's what the Times has been doing. In fact, their editor, Mr. Khan, said, democracy is not our top priority. Words to that effect. They have normalized Trump and Vance, and they continue to. And now they're trash-talking Kamala Harris. I think it's just tragic. On top of the fact that they got rid of Vertex, this game that they've got that I liked. But anyway, this is, I think, a harbinger, is that how you say it? Harbinger? A sign, an omen of the kind of treatment that she's going to get. I mean, she's had 2 days of just everybody kumbaya loving her. It's going to get ugly, ugly, ugly. They are going to go after her. They're going to Willie Hortonize her. It's going to get bad. They're already doing it with this DEI hire stuff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
But like I said earlier, I don't think America's buying that stuff anymore from the Republicans. I just think, you know, like, we're past that. Enough already. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capital Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
To share, tuning in the voices from everywhere. Got a lot on my mind and I'm ready to hear. The thoughts and opinions come and make it clear. Dial into my show, pick up the phone. Let's talk about the issues. You're not alone. From the latest headlines to the stories untold, we'll catch up on the news. Let's break the mold.
There you go. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Rudy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Rudy, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you sounding sexy today, but anyway.
Thank you, Rudy.
Yeah,
don't hear that
I
often. But...
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're in for a treat. We haven't seen the rollout yet, which I think when we roll this out into convention, we're going to see a performance in this country that's really never been seen before. And you know, you have these people saying that we haven't heard anything from Obama. Obama adored the young lady. So, I mean,
I think he's waiting to make a splash. He doesn't want to be part of the crowd.
Yes, he's going to make a, it's going to be bigger than a splash.
Yeah.
And the VP, I was liking Shapiro. Shapiro would be the one that could talk to middle America.
Yeah.
The people up in Wisconsin and all those areas. And, you know, you got people saying, well, with this juice. You know, Shapiro has been on Fox News a couple of times, along with the governor of California.
Gavin Newsom.
I forgot his name, but yeah, Newsom. So I mean, these people know how to talk to the the pundits over at Fox News. But that being said, that would be something to see Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
I would go see that show.
Yeah, yeah. I have not seen a credible report, though. So far, all I've seen is scuttlebutt on the, you know, on social media. I think it's wishful thinking, but who knows? I mean, who knows?
I think they're both
Democrats.
It's going to be a splash at the convention. I think this is going to be bigger than Obama's. And you
it's
know
certainly going to be bigger than Kid Rock.
Oh, man. This is going to be a show, Tom. This is going to be a show.
Yeah. I think you're right, Rudy.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Rudy. Good talking to you. John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, when I hear people recommend that Kamala Harris pick, you know, some kind of a Republican or a corporate Democrat, I just think that would be the death knell for the progressive movement. You know, just another milquetoast attempt at pretending they're progressives and then doing what the corporations want.
Yeah.
You know, we're done with the corporate media telling us who's electable.
You know,
a pretty good
Franklin Roosevelt had Henry Wallace as his vice president. Henry Wallace was a socialist, and he was outspoken. He was an anti-Nazi. He railed against the right in the New York Times and whatnot. And at the 1940, whatever it was, the last year that he was president, 1940 convention, the powers that be said, you know, he's too liberal. You got to get a guy who's more moderate in there. And they put in Harry Truman. Turned out Harry Truman was pretty damn liberal. I mean, you know, Harry Truman introduced the first national health care system. He tried to do Medicare for all, as it was, even before Medicare was a thing. Harry Truman, you know, helped with the GI Bill. Harry Truman did a lot of good stuff. I'm not a fan of dropping a bomb in Japan, although that's still being debated. But, you know, so people can grow, John. They can grow.
You know, the the other thing I'd like to mention is we should rename Reagan National to Biden National, and we should name the federal prison in Leavenworth Trump Federal Prison.
I like it. Great. John, thank you. Those are great suggestions. Good one. John, and from John to John. John in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, I actually want to touch on something before I get to the reason I called. You said that Republicans wanted to kill Social Security. You're what's the word I'm looking for? Distorting the fact on that.
Well, Republicans have opposed Social Security during the first 10 years of its existence back in the 30s and 40s. They repeatedly tried to outlaw it. They said it was pure socialism. Reagan reformed it, in quotes. He made Social Security benefits taxable. He put a cap on the top income. Actually, I think that pre-existed Reagan. But anyway, what's your point, John? What are you trying to say?
Well, first off,
the Republican proposals that I know of, in my lifetime, have all been to turn to basically do it like Medicare Advantage, to turn Social Security over to the big banks.
That's what I'm hearing about. Because you won't let me get a word in edgewise. Here's my reasons for the my concerns about the electability of Kamala.
Kamala.
I've heard
mispronounce it on Fox News, and Trump mispronounces it as a way of slurring her. It's Kamala.
I hear both ways on MSNBC. I haven't listened to Fox News in decades.
Just think of the word comma. Like the punctuation comma, Kamala. Anyhow.
Okay, VP Harris.
Yeah.
How's that grab you?
That works. I'm not trying to be combative with you, John. I'm really not. I just wanted to be clear about what I was saying. So what's on your mind?
How can we elect someone who started her career with the courts slapping her offices down time and time again for misconduct? How can we...
I don't know that that's true, John.
Yes, it is.
I guarantee you the Republicans will be rolling it out. At this point, John, I am gonna cut you off because we're out of time. I'm sorry, but it's 27 minutes past the hour. Yeah, as you just heard, the attacks are coming. The attacks are just beginning, in fact, and it's going to get ugly. It's going to get real ugly. They're going to find everything she ever did that you can complain about, and they will be complaining about. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Boeing is a step closer to avoiding Justice Department prosecution over crashes of its MAX series 737 jetliners.
Boeing and the DOJ have finalized a plea agreement for the jetmaker to plead guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States and pay a fine of $243.6 million after two 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019. The deal still needs to be approved by a U.S. district judge. A lawyer representing families of the crash victims calls it a sweetheart deal and strongly urges the judge to reject the plea.
ABC's Clara McMichael. Almost a week since the global tech outage, Delta Airlines says it expects to be back to fully operational on Thursday. It says it's reimbursing passengers who book flights on other airlines. Pacific Tropical Storm Bud formed off the coast of Mexico, south-southwest of the tip of the Baja Peninsula. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Qualified seniors are now automatically admitted to UW campuses without having to apply. There's still plenty to do at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Here's Lisa Hale.
It's been described as the Olympics of aviation with its international flair and flavor. Director of Communications, Dick Napinski.
We have media representatives, just off the top of my head, Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, Japan, Australia. They're all here. New Zealand is here this year. Certainly a big contingent from Canada. A lot of these aviation people come in, and there are more airplanes on the ground here in Oshkosh right now than they have in their whole country.
EAA Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Regional.
Lisa Hale reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show Modern Family might appreciate a new similar reality show called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. Brady pitched the idea as a sitcom, but said he got no respect from writers and turned to the reality world. Brady says the show promises to be authentic and real as his family deals with divorce, coming out, love, and loss. Brady says his family's life is so much more exciting than anything writers could create. That is probably true, but will it be funny? You can find out for yourself as the show premieres July 24th on Freeform. Okay, Wisconsin Jackass fans, are you ready for this? It's just been announced that comedian and on-screen nudist Steve-O will appear at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, November 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at the PAC website or Ticketmaster. Steve-O will perform in Thrivent Hall, and tickets will set you back about $42, which is a great deal if he keeps his pants on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. By sunrise, temperatures will be in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Our winds will be light, and there will be the possibility of a little bit of patchy fog. After any of that burns off, we'll see mostly sunny skies, with afternoon highs reaching the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
How do you keep your water for your bird feeder? You have those little motors that go in there. Those little fans.
I didn't put those in yet.
Does your bird feeder freeze? Does your bird bath freeze?
Jim, do you remember giving him that as a gift?
You know
you
what?
You gave him that
I
as a gift.
I did. I gave you that. You've never used it. I want it back.
In the winter, the birds use it as a little skating rink.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll check in with Dick Napinski from EAA, find out what's on the schedule at that great event.
And Amy Albright joins us from Discover Oshkosh to talk about more events coming up this weekend in town.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
And for a limited time, you can save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month free. That's a 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
They're at it again, same old song. Promise they're riches if we all play along. Two dozen governors preaching the lie. If we make the rich richer, we'll all touch the sky. But history has shown, time and again, the wealth doesn't trickle, it stays with them. Trickle down.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I was one of the people that used to think that Adam Kinzinger would be a great VP pick just to make our party more electable in the general.
Mm-hmm.
But then it occurred to me there's really two good tangible reasons why we should not do that. The first one is, well, when it comes to having a VP pick, we already have an embarrassment of riches within our own party.
That's true.
I mean, think about our candidates. We got a lot of charisma, intelligence, yada, yada. So, one, we don't need to seek another party. We've got enough here. Then the second reason, which is even more tangible, is that we've been having a record number of tie-breaking votes in the Senate by our vice president.
That's right. She broke more ties than any vice president in history.
Correct. So while Adam Kinzinger is a very principled guy, that could also go against us in a tie-breaking vote. He might stick to his principle and go back to his conservative roots.
True.
Some issues.
Yep.
So that's my take. I just want to kind of remind, you know, your audience that there's a couple of good reasons to not do that.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's the Democratic Party. We need to pick a Democrat. I'm with you. Alan, thank you very much for that. Tom in Irvine, California. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I am on the road, and I am so fired up, calling from a motel room in beautiful Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world.
Oh yeah, I've been there, the garlic capital. So what's up, Tom?
I love it here. Yeah. Anyways, the fourth turning strikes again. I see this moment as the political equivalent as the Sherman winning the Battle of Atlanta 160 years ago, almost to the day.
Hmm.
July 1864.
Why do you see it as that?
Because it turned Lincoln. First of all, Lincoln was scared of losing, so he had to pick a conservative Democrat to balance
right. the ticket, Andrew Johnson,
which
yeah.
you get him up right. But it turned the tide of the war,
mm-hmm.
or was a big factor in it. I think it raised morale, and it really propelled the Union to move forward to victory. That's yeah. the way I see it.
I think you're right.
And Lincoln was afraid of losing, so he had a progressive abolitionist governor who was his vice president, Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
and he replaced him with the conservative Andrew Johnson, and that really backfired. So that should address anybody who thinks Adam Kinzinger would be a good vice president.
Or any other Republican, yeah.
Exactly, yes. And then you mentioned the Hitler assassination attempt 80 years ago.
Yeah.
And,
80 years ago this week.
Yeah. And then I see that this political moment as also being somewhat similar to the June 1944 invasion of Normandy, where it just, you know, it just turned the tide of the war, or what was a part of it anyways.
Yeah.
So...
Well, let's not count our chickens, Tom. The attacks have not yet begun. I mean, you just heard a preview just a few minutes ago. But it's there's going to be a lot of them. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, she has, in her career, she has done some things that are controversial. And everybody in America will be able to recite them shortly, I guarantee you.
Understood. But and just like back in 1864 and 1944, the conclusion wasn't it wasn't a foregone conclusion. But I'm just it's just it's heading in the right direction. And I think that Joe Biden has really changed history and is in the process of changing history.
I agree.
Along with Kamala Harris, and I think that her vice presidential pick needs to be someone to her left.
Yeah. I would like to see that, but I really believe that whoever she picks, if they serve 4 years with her, she's going to be the one calling the shots. She is a progressive, and she and Joe Biden, I don't think it can be emphasized enough. It's very rarely discussed in the media because people don't know what neoliberalism is, and you have to explain Reaganism and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, this whole idea, this whole neoliberal idea that was a hot thing in the 70s, in the late 70s, that Milton Friedman and Friedrich Hayek had come up with. In fact, they invented the word. The idea was that you do away with all national boundaries with regard to money. You still have boundaries for people. So the corporations can seek the cheapest labor anywhere in the world for their manufacturing. In other words, offshore your jobs. That you do away with as many of the social programs as possible, cut them back to the bare minimum to give people an incentive to lift themselves up by their bootstraps, even if there's no jobs because the jobs got sent over to China. You basically give power to corporations and take power away from people. I mean, this is the whole neoliberal agenda. Joe Biden and, austerity and you cut taxes on the rich because the rich are responsible for prosperity, not the working poor. That's how we've been governing this country. I mean, and it wasn't just Ronald Reagan. It was Reagan and Bush and Clinton and Bush and Obama and Trump. All of them were promoting neoliberal policies. Trump pulled back a little bit with regard to international trade, but that's it. And he's still running as a neoliberal. And Biden came out and Harris and said, no, we're going to abandon neoliberalism. We're going to go back to Keynesian economics, what built this country, what made this country great between 1933 and basically in the Reagan presidency in 1980. And it worked then and it's working now. So I think that pretty much no matter who she gets, they're going to have to get it. They're going to have to figure out that this is the new direction for America and we've left neoliberalism behind. So I've thrown out names and we've had this conversation, for a couple of days now here on this program. But I am convinced that whoever she picks will do a fine job. And, if she wants to be strategic and get somebody who's a so-called moderate, I don't have a problem with it. Whatever she works out, I think it'll be good. I would love to see somebody to her left, but I'm guessing it'll be somebody more just right on line with her.
Well, you mentioned Henry Wallace and Harry Truman,
yeah.
And it was the 1944 election, and...
That was the 44 convention, thank you.
Right.
But
imagine if they had retained Wallace, and they knew Roosevelt wasn't going to live much longer. He was already sick.
Yeah.
And they forced Roosevelt, they pretty much forced Truman on to Roosevelt, rather. But if we had a Vice President Wallace or a President Wallace, imagine how different, the next 8 years would have been.
If he could have pulled it off. Yeah, I mean, at that point, the Democratic hold on Congress is starting to slip. You recall that the first 2 years of Harry Truman's presidency, they passed right to work. They passed the Taft-Hartley Act, and he vetoed it, and they overrode his veto. Republicans had a little two-year window there.
And then he lost the Congress for 2 years, right?
Yeah, that's my point. So Henry Wallace may not have been able to get done his what was then called socialist agenda, what today we refer to as the Great Society or the New Deal. But I still think I think Harry Truman did a fine job too. So, Tom, yeah. I got to move along. But thank you for the call.
Yes.
Good talking to you, Robert in Claypool, Arizona. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey.
And what do you think of your senator there, Mark Masters, who's people are talking about him being a VP.
What's his name?
Isn't it Mark Master?
I'm not sure. But
Mark Kelly. I'm sorry. Mark Kelly, thanking me.
That's right. Now I know.
Brain fart 101. I guess the frog in my throat is starting to affect my head. Mark Kelly. Yeah, what do you think?
Good.
He's a good guy. Okay, great. So what's on your mind?
Somebody missed a golden opportunity here a while back with Trump. He seems to think that God's on his shoulder.
Yeah.
When they took that shot at him, God was there and he batted it away.
Yep.
That's why it nicked my ear and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, my question to him would be, okay, God was there, huh? Okay. Was he there when you were with that porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, was he there when you lost the 2020 election, too? Trump has made it very clear he doesn't believe in God, or doesn't believe in at least the Christian God. He was asked if there's anything that he feels that he should ask forgiveness for, and he said, no, I've never done anything that requires forgiveness. Right, just ask his wives.
Typical Republican, they drape it in the flag or they drape it with religion. They always hide behind those two.
There you go, Robert. Robert, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
That's what we can do, Johnny. We can start a new mafia. You're the Italian. I could act.
You're the accountant.
I could
You're
act.
You're the whole thing.
I'd like to do more than accounting, but
no, yeah. I know, but you know what I mean? Well, that's just the
okay.
But I say the accountant.
Todd
it's
would
like,
be
that
like,
sounds like a good name.
Jim, you could run the east side, okay?
I'll take the east side.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and then watch what you ate and then get frustrated because you didn't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support your healthy cholesterol levels and metabolic health and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to be nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code Tom. Superbearing.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're not free if you're old, deep in poverty. Social Security's there, but they want it to cease. You're not free if you're hungry and can't find a meal. SNAP's a lifeline, but they want to repeal. You're not free if you're struggling to survive when the basics of living are denied. Raise your voice, make it clear. Fight for freedom far and near. You're not free if you can't be healthy, fed, and living free.
There you go. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me all right?
Just fine, David.
Okay. I had mentioned Jim Webb as a potential vice presidential candidate, and you were confused because that name is the same as a state senator that died.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know a lot about Jim Webb, as I mentioned mentioned him.
Secretary of the Navy.
Right.
He received the Navy Cross. He was in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
He happens to be white, and he's redheaded.
If he was in the Vietnam War, he's a boomer. Do you really think it'll be...
Yeah, he's 78 years old.
Right, so he'd be pushing 90 by the time the vice president is eligible to pick up where Kamala Harris leaves off.
Well, I'm not sure that is one of his goals. I don't think it is.
But wouldn't you want to get somebody in that office who's at least under 60 or 65?
Well, not necessarily if his mind is good. And this guy was a Republican before 2006. He changed the Democratic Party in 2006. He ran as a Democrat. He beat an incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of his term, there were a lot of people wanting to run again, and he said, no, the Constitution says, you know, that we need citizen legislators. And so I've done my 8 years, and apparently did a pretty good job for him, because there were a lot of people that wanted it back. He was vetted or mentioned for Obama as a vice presidential candidate, and he came out and said, I don't want to be vice president. Well, you know, that's a long time ago, so I'm wondering if he changed his mind. Yeah. But if he really, at least ought to be getting a nod, somebody ought to check him out in the Democratic Party.
Okay, David, your vote is registered. Thanks a lot for the call. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm well. Other than my throat.
Well, yeah, I'm exhausted. I went out yesterday because I had business and medical appointments. Everywhere I went, I ran my mouth. And one of the things yesterday, you had the guy on talking about people being removed from the voting rolls if they have not voted recently. And so I used that. I can't remember the guy's name, but
David Pepper.
I can't remember. Yeah, David Pepper. Yeah, he's a really great guy. And I everywhere I went and actually ran into two poll workers. Excuse me, I didn't know that they were poll workers when I started talking to them. Mm-hmm. But I also was teaching the Project 2025, the Mandate for America is the name of the book, and I'm wondering, can we buy it? But everybody needs to get out there. And I actually got a couple of hugs from these elderly black women, and I got blessings from them saying that I was a warrior of God. So this is not that hard, people. Yeah. You know, you need to get out there and teach and do as much as you can to wake people up and keep them woke. Marie, you kind of stole my thunder a few minutes ago, but if we don't get out there and start trying to teach these people what is happening, particularly the fact that all women in the United States, in my personal opinion, all women in the United States would lose their rights. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about women don't need to vote. And so if we have no voice, we cannot even change anything. And so if you have Trump there, and then something happens to Trump, do you want, say, like we were talking about Kamala taking over and then running twice? Do you want J.D. Vance for 10 years? You know, this would be a disaster that we would not be able to climb out of.
Yeah.
And so if we don't get out there and support Kamala and get the vote and get people, you know, understanding that this is the election for our lives, this really is. Yeah. And you've got to get out there and do what you can and teach people.
Yeah.
And I still teach Robert's Rules of Order, and I'm still teaching redlining. And there was a young black lady in one group that I talked to, and her mother was standing there saying, we used to have to go to the well, and we'd pull the bucket up and it had tadpoles in it. And she said she's not going back to that.
There you go.
Really, come on, people. Get out there and do some work.
Okay, you're an inspiration, Norman. Multiple people have told me that, by the way, over the years. It's always nice to hear from you. Keep up the great work. Norma, thank you. We'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan joins us in hour number one. Hour number two, all things sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and Brittany Merlot for a little weather and wine. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.